Hello and welcome to the Feminine Millionaire Show. I'm your host, Polly Alexander, and I'm a success coach, healer, creative, and future millionaire. If creating money and success in a spiritual and feminine way is your goal, this show is for you. Understand how to overcome your past, bring your soul's greatest gifts to the world, and uplevel your income, impact, joy, and happiness. Join me each week to be inspired and uplifted as you learn the business, mindset, energetic, and spiritual shifts you can make to create your own wildly abundant life and business. Let's all rise together. Hello and welcome to today's episode of The Feminine Millionaire, where I am diving into the topic of overwhelm. Whether you are a business owner, an employee, whether you're at the start of your journey, midway through, where you've been doing your business for decades, I can almost guarantee that there have been times on your business journey and in your personal life where you have just been overwhelmed. So today I'm going to be sharing a very simple 5 steps for handling overwhelm, the 5 D's. And I'm also going to be talking a little bit about where it comes from and what it can shine a light on. Because every emotional experience we feel has got a message for us, has got a meaning for us. So we're going to look at, well, how do you handle it in the moment? And then what could be going on a deeper level? So let's dive in. So I was about 17, 18 years old. And I remember going to what must have been some kind of spiritual or psychic fair with my mother. And the only part I really remember is having a reading. In fact, I still have the cassette here now from that reading. And she told me about my past lives, that I had many past lives in India. And I went on to have actually a deep connection with India. I visited there many times in my 20s and 30s. And one of the things I remember her saying is one of the biggest challenges in your life is going to be stress. Now, I was a teenager. I didn't totally get what she meant, but now in hindsight, I can see how that panned out. So stress is almost impossible to avoid. Overwhelm is almost impossible to avoid. But what we can do is become better at handling it. We can become gentler or more compassionate, more forgiving with ourselves, and we can learn tools to help us move through it. So what is overwhelm? Well, I had a look in the Oxford Dictionary and it said, overwhelm is the idea of burying or drowning beneath a huge mass of something. So when we feel like life, our emotions or our work is literally engulfing us, swamping us or submerging us, and we just feel overloaded. It also defined overwhelm as having a strong emotional effect. And that's where, as a sensitive, creative or empath, I witness my people struggling with the overwhelm of emotions. And that's basically an emotional state in which you're struggling to cope with or deal with your current situation, feeling just completely overwhelmed, inundated, buried. And these kind of emotions are usually accompanied by the feeling that there just isn't enough time. There just aren't enough hours in the day. How many times have you heard yourself say that? If only I had more time. But really, being overwhelmed is actually a deep emotional response to beliefs, thoughts, and experiences about the world. And I see what can happen for women as they grow and as they become more successful is the money story, the not enough money story, switches to a not enough time story. But underpinning it all is this feeling of, I'm not enough. I'm just not enough. So I've got to do more to compensate. I've got to be a better mother. I've got to do more in my business. I've got to post more on social media. I've got to send more mailers. I've got to launch more things. I've got to sell more products. I've got to be a better leader, a better manager. I've got to come up with better ideas. You notice in all of these inner dialogues, it's I'm not enough as I am. I need to do more in order to be acceptable. So just drawing your attention Two, when you come overwhelmed, what stories are going on inside? What are you telling yourself? You know, in order to be worthy, I need to do more of. So before we talk about what you can do about it, I wanted to just share a few things that can be coming up. So the first one is not being able to say no to others. So this is a boundary issue. Are you a people pleaser? Do you find it really hard to say no? Well, the feeling of anger can show where your own boundaries have been crossed. So it can be very helpful when you see yourself getting angry to look at where have your boundaries been crossed. Not being able to put your own needs first can lead to you taking on too many tasks around your family or in your business. The second thing is that overwhelm can be an excuse for not moving forward. So we get so caught up in our emotions and our fear and our, oh my gosh, there's so much to do to launch this new thing, to become an entrepreneur, to launch a business, that we get caught up in the emotions and then we don't have to move forwards and actually do it. Yeah, so the overwhelm isn't the real issue. For example, it could be that you fear failing, you fear that the business won't work, you fear loss of income and not being able to support your family or pay your mortgage. So the overwhelm becomes a distraction. The drama of overwhelm becomes a distraction. And then the third thing I'm going to share is that overwhelm can just become a default operating pattern, especially if you're a creative, you're very sensitive, you're very empathic to how other people feel. So you're really filtering a lot of information, a lot of fear, worry, doubt that isn't yours. You're picking up on other people's emotions. And it can be very, very easy to be in this place of intense emotions as default. I've done a lot of work myself around calibrating my emotions. And one of the things I found helpful is to make space to feel your emotions. I used to see them as an inconvenience, as something that was going to take me out the game or hold me back. But actually, as women, emotions are our superpower. So make time to feel your emotions, because what happens when you feel them is you allow them to move through you. And the overwhelm passes. When they're buried, when they're pushed down, they're not given space or attention, they're not heard, they can cause depression. They can manifest as an inability to feel joy or happiness or numbness. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, feel the feelings. I really recommend stopping, looking at what's going on for you, grabbing your journal, and look at what is this about for me? What feelings are coming up and what messages do these feelings have? Okay, so let's dive into some practical steps. So what do you do in that moment of overwhelm? Not always possible to take some time out to feel your feelings, right? So let's get practical. So the 5 D's. Number one, dump it. Dump it out. So when you are overwhelmed by how much you have to do, I recommend literally grabbing a piece of paper and writing out everything you've got to do. If you're feeling emotionally overwhelmed about a relationship drama or about a situation in your life, again, literally write it out. What am I feeling overwhelmed about? Because when you see it on paper, it really takes a lot off your mind and it feels more manageable. When you're able to see it on paper, you can then prioritize, okay, what's important to do here? So the second thing, first one is to dump it. Second is to just do it. Just do that thing. So review the deadline. Really look at what I'm feeling overwhelmed about. Do I have to do it now? Can I move it? Is it a priority? And if the answer to those questions is yes, it actually does need to be done now, then switch everything off, have your phone off completely, and create a container of time for it. So when I feel resistance, and we talked about this in last week's episode on procrastination, I will create a container of time to do that task in. And I will do the best I can within that time. So making your best enough. So just doing that priority task. The second thing is ditch it. That's another option. What happens if you don't do it? Are the consequences really that serious? And I've sometimes felt a lot of overwhelm about, oh, I should be posting on social. I should be on there, should be on there every day. But actually, it's really not that serious if I don't. It's okay. I can do it tomorrow. Or maybe I just don't do it at all. So you do have the power to ditch it. The fourth thing, delegate it. Super, super important if you're growing and scaling your business. You need an assistant, you need support, you need a team if you can't get things done consistently. So you will have to both learn to say no to things in an empowering way and in a way that allows you to decline without feeling guilty or like a failure. And then you will also need people to delegate to and learn how to delegate more and more and better. So hand it over to someone else. And then the fifth tip is to defer it. So really look at what will happen if you don't complete it by the end of the day. So I would look at that list I made in step one and I will see which pieces actually need to be done today. And a lot of them, it's a self-imposed timeline. I have decided it has to be done today because I want to feel good about myself. Does that sound familiar? So when we decide, in order to feel good, I want to achieve these things, it's self-imposed pressure. And maybe actually to feel good, you need to do less. So let's review those five tips. Number one, dump it. Number two, just do it. Number three, ditch it completely. Number four, delegate it. And number five, defer it. So I hope that has been helpful for you. I'm going to keep this short and snappy because it is a episode about overwhelm. So I don't want to give you more than you need to handle this. But let's just take a deep breath to close today. So, to end today's show, I hope this has been helpful for you. Do let me know on social media. You can DM me on Instagram. The link is in the show notes. And I look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye for now. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Feminine Millionaire. Now, if you've got a lot on your plate, your schedule is already full, and you resonate with overwhelm, well, you're going to love my product, the Abundance Accelerator. So I designed this product to help you clear your money blocks just in 15 minutes a day. So it's a 14-day program of 15-minute energy clearings and meditations to accelerate your income by clearing your money blocks on a deep unconscious level. It's really, really, really popular because it's so easy and it doesn't take much time. You don't have to do it every day. You can do one every few days. You can do one once a week, but it has consistently created really powerful results. So I want to share something that Barbara in my community shared. She said, I used to listen to the clearings as my intuition guides me, sometimes twice a week, sometimes less often. Sometimes I even listen to five or six in a week for a boost. The results are astounding. I love them for being bite-sized and incredibly powerful clearings. And she says, if you feel you could benefit from it, that's your soul or wise self nudging you to the direction of growth and expansion. And I'd recommend everybody to take action on it. Super, super powerful thing to have as part of your money toolkit. So if you would like to invest in that, you can go to polyalexander.com/Abundance Accelerator. It's super, super well priced at $197. And if you enter the code podcast at checkout, we will give you $50 off. Yes, you are manifesting whilst listening right now. Enter the code podcast at checkout and you will receive $50 off. I'm so excited for you to experience this. And of course, if you already have the Abundance Accelerator, you will absolutely love Money Beautifully. It's the next level to journey live with me and with powerful online trainings to really rewrite your money story. You can sign up for the waitlist at moneybeautifully.com now for when we next open the doors. So it's my honor and pleasure to support you. Thank you for being here on the podcast, and I look forward to seeing you again next week.